Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Oh my gosh, I so love Mondays. Why? Because it gives me the opportunity to support and empower you on your journey. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to, are you ready for it? Work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. I have to say it again. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up and establish the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our all-star studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we together will open up our programming for audience participation, which we absolutely love, and at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You, we have an all-star in-studio guest re-engaging with us here in the studio, Sheree Vijan, author of the 7 editions to date of the Goals Journal. You'll hear more about that. And we are looking at before the goal. Before the goal. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick email. Do we even still email anymore? Yeah, I guess we do. Okay, send someone a quick email. How about a fax? Send someone a fax. Better yet, use social media gurus. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Why? It's going to be rich and insightful, and we want you to be able to share the richness with someone in your network. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. I trust you have your notepads, your pens, your tablets, your iPads, you're sitting at your desktops or your laptops, and you're ready to soak in the wisdom that will be shared on today's programming. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we truly do have an all-star joining us in the studio. Our guest is without question the expert, and I truly mean that from every fiber of my being. She is the expert in this process of goal setting. Sheree Vijan is the co-founder of the Goal Setters Club. She is an extremely gifted communicator in both business and performing arts venues. She is a published author, vocalist, poet, and an impactful workshop and conference speaker. Sheree is a devoted wife of over 25 years and mother of 3. Join me, our virtual boardroom, in welcoming with a virtual round of applause today's in-studio guest all-star, Sheree Vijan, to the boardroom. Hello there, beautiful.
Woo-woo, hello. Glad to be here.
How are you on this Motivational Monday?
I am perfect.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear it. You know, I always love to ask my in-studio guests, if you were to describe who Sheree Vijan is, who would you say she is from your own words?
I would say, in 3 words, I am becoming. Well, I am still becoming Sheree. And back in the day, we used to say, you know, that's how I am. You know, that's how I am. That's how I am. And I think I've done that before. And if God is grooming me, then I think I am becoming. Because who I was yesterday, I'm probably a totally different person today. I would hope so. Still becoming.
I love that. Just that by itself is rich, because when we recognize that we are still a work in process, what I heard you saying in I am becoming is you're still in the process of that dash from your date of birth until the date of your transitioning on, and your assignment here on earth has been completed. So I can see that, and I really like that. You know, it was so funny. When we were speaking earlier today, having our pre-show dialogue, until you said it, it didn't even connect with me because time flies so fast. that you were on the broadcast 2 years ago. And it's amazing to think. I would love to hear, as we get caught up with where you are and where you've been, what's happening and has happened based on what you're open to sharing in this past 2 years.
We talked a little bit about, I know one of the questions when we had our guest call in to Win Journal was a question about who got me started with goal setting. And as far as I remember, it was a manager, Peggy. I worked at Sizzler, a restaurant, one of my first jobs, and she had sat everybody down and said, okay, I want you to write your goals in here. And, you know, then a year later, she pulled them out. I'm like, why are we doing this? This has nothing to do with the job. And that was the summary of my book. That was my beginning experience of someone who pulled me to the side and said, hey, what are your goals aside from this job? And in those 2 years, actually, about maybe 2 weeks ago, I actually found her. And hopefully she's listening. You know, I actually found her and sent her two books. And that was heart-touching. You know, that was big for me. And to have her proud and to know that she actually made an impact. So that's one thing that happened in the last 2 years.
And that one right there is huge because, as you and I were speaking offline, so often people impact our lives. They don't even know that they've impacted our lives. And here, this woman was so instrumental in the birth of this vision that is now in its seventh edition, the Goals Journal. She had no idea how instrumental she was in this process. And now you're being able to reconnect with her, which is awesome. Of course, in the past 2 years, you have completed two new editions, which brings us to the seventh edition, because when we connected 2 years ago, that was edition five. So how has the Goals Journal redefined and reshaped in the past 2 years?
You know, even the topic that we're talking about today, before the goal, I think each year I go through the Goals Journal again, like I've never been through it. Like somebody gave me a Goals Journal, and I'm opening it up like, oh, okay, let me work in my journal for the first time ever. So I kind of go through it, and I have become, okay. So when we first published the journal, I said this before, there was not a travel section in the journal because I wasn't interested in travel. So you kind of got me. You know, you got a book that was based on me and my experiences and what I wanted to do. So a couple of years later, we added a travel section. I put things in the travel section because I was supposed to, because that was a section for that. Not that I really wanted to go to Rome, but I needed to put something. And then even with the fun section, okay, this should be fun. But now, this year, going into 2018, I'm excited to travel. And when my husband hears this podcast, he's going to be like, what? I'm excited to travel. I want to have fun. This is my year. What I've written is real. Not like what I've written was fake before, but I knew that it was important to have fun. I knew that it was important to travel. I just wasn't ready. And so I put things down that I thought would be interesting, but my heart wasn't really, really there. And I think I have totally grown and become more open to things just by the journey, just going through the journey with everybody else. And sometimes it may take 5 years. Sometimes it may take 7 years for you to believe your own story, if you will.
No, I love that, and I love the transparency in what you're sharing because, you know, for each and every one of us, I truly believe we have an assignment and we've been created for a purpose. You know, I often reference, you know, because I have it sitting right here in my studio with me, a bottle of water, that the container serves a purpose, the cap that closes the bottle serves a purpose, and the water inside serves a purpose. So the three of these elements come together and they serve a different purpose. You can't just have the cap without the bottle. And yes, you can have the bottle and the cap without the water, but if it doesn't have the water inside that hydrates you, it has no value. You know what I mean? So each of us genuinely serve a purpose. And what I love about your transparency and what you're sharing is that this is a part of your assignment, and you're growing and evolving and living it through each year. There's something new because it's your assignment,
right.
And our assignment is always far greater beyond each and every one of us. It's always greater.
Right.
Like when you talk about travel, it's so funny because I absolutely love to travel. But it wasn't until I had the opportunity to travel that I really realized how much I love to travel. You know what I mean? So it's life experiences as we live and process through this journey that will take us to the next level. And one of the things I know you have great wisdom and insight for us today on Motivational Mondays, like you said, around this subject of before the goal, we want to really touch in on what does this look like? Because so often we hear goals, goals, goals. You got to have goals. You got to have goals. You got to have goals. And every year as we're preparing to close out 2017 and say hello and greet 2018, people start New Year's resolutions and all of that reflection and what have you. And they start the year with fire and they fizzle out. Tell us what we need to do. Give us some insight and some wisdom, Sheree. What do we need to do before the goal, sure that not only do we start the goals, but we have a strong finish?
This is good because I haven't said this yet, but I'm telling you now for the first time, this will be one of the extensions of the 2019 goals journal. This will be a big part of the goals journal, the before section. So I really want to, I'll be spending most of 2018 writing that out and putting that into, because I feel like that's really important. And I feel that's why we fail a lot with setting our goals, because there's a couple of things that we don't do. So as I'm talking and as I'm sharing, this is what I'll be working on as a big addition to the 2019. And I know you like acronyms, so I put the acronyms together before, B-E-F-O-R-E, and B is for brag. And so, and not the conceited type of brag, but brag about the things that you have done. You know, maybe you didn't write a book, but maybe you wrote an article. You know, maybe you didn't do a newsletter, but maybe you did a podcast. Maybe you, whatever you've done, brag about it. You know, what goals did you achieve, either this year or the previous years that you're proud of? And once you acknowledge that, hey, I accomplished something, celebrate it. Do not go into 2018 without celebrating 2017. Brag and celebrate. And the E.
And you know what, Sheree?
Go ahead.
Because I want us to take this in bite-sized pieces. I must tell you that I really love that you're starting out with individuals recognizing you must celebrate your achievements of the past. You got to celebrate. And it's okay to, from the right point of view, and I understand what you're saying when you're saying brag, you're just saying not from an arrogant, you know, hey, hey, I'm all of that, you know, but just celebrating your achievements and what you have accomplished. And as a coach, and I know you are a virtual coach as well, that is one of the things that we tell our clients, that it's important that you celebrate, because that celebration now reconnects you with that win, and that win becomes fuel because it starts to establish a habit of doing what you say you're going to do, and that's why it's so important. So what you got next?
And I think that you should ahead of time find a team of people who are your fans and who will encourage you to celebrate and who will celebrate with you. Because sometimes we're not sure when we should celebrate, and it's good to have, like my daughter now that she's older and 18, she's like, Mom, you're an author. Mom, like, you really wrote a book. And sometimes I have to go, oh, yeah, that's right. Because in your head, you're like, okay, let me get this out, let me get this out, let me get this out. And I remember her sitting down with me and say, Mom, you wrote, like, you wrote a book, like you wrote a couple of books. Mom, you should be proud of that. So it's good to have people to look at you from the outside to help you celebrate and find those people. In
that is so true, Sheree. That is so true. You know, one of the things that I often say is that you have to have that right circle of trust. And I often reference the movie Meet the Fockers, where the Robert De Niro character talked about the circle of love. And it is important to have the right people around you that will celebrate with you. You know, can be a coach and can be just your best girlfriend, your best guy pal, whoever it may be, but that you have the right people in that circle around you that will also celebrate with you and appreciate bragging, you bragging from the right point of view and brag with you. I love that.
All right, so E, examine who you are now. You know, are you the same person going into 2018 that you were in 2017? Do you still want that? You know, is the goal still relevant? I know when I first lost, when I first juiced, I juiced for 30 days, I lost 45 pounds. I didn't plan on losing 45 pounds. I probably planned on usually losing about 20, and it got to the point where I kept losing weight, and I wasn't happy with that. I didn't want to lose more weight. So sometimes you may say, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds, but you might get down to 30 and say, you know, I'm cool with this 30. So is that goal still relevant? Do you still want that? Or do you, you know, you're looking at the paper saying, well, I said I was going to do this. I said I was going to move to Culver City. So while you were driving through Culver City, you might have saw another little spot that, you know, that you wanted. So don't, again, don't transfer everything from 2017 and put it on the 2018 list. You know, this. Take some time, meditate, and say, is this still important to me? Why is it important to me? Why do I want this goal?
And, you know, I love that because I often state that we have to locate where we are. And I remember probably about 6 weeks ago to 2 months ago, I did a private team building on the subject Good to Great. And one of the things that the author talked about is that you have to be real with where you are. And so often people want to put their head in the sand like the ostrich and, you know, they don't want to look at where they are. But we have to locate where we are. We have to examine where we are on our journey. So I love that. And the relevance, because SMART goals, one of the keys is that they're relevant. So I love that piece, the E. So the R, you said brag. The E is examine who you are. What are the goals still relevant? This is some rich stuff. I'm loving it. I know this is going to add such a great dynamic to the 2019 goals journal. So what do you have next for us as we look at before the goals?
F, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You may not have accomplished everything that you want to accomplish, but goals shouldn't be stressful. They should be inspiring. You know, they should be, you should feel accomplished. You shouldn't feel, I didn't measure up. So you also have to keep in mind, especially us as believers, me as a believer, that if I miss a mark, it may not really be a missed mark because if all things are working together for me and my good, that may not have been for me anyway. Maybe you were on your way somewhere, but it was on the way with the journey. It wasn't getting there. It was maybe while you were in the car having a conversation with the person on the way to Vegas that was the actual divine moment, not actually getting to Vegas. So maybe you never got to Vegas and you're so, oh my God, I didn't make it. Be present. You know, forgive yourself. That may not have been where you were going anyway. Just be present in the journey and forgive yourself. It's okay. All things are going to eventually work together for your good, whether you missed it or whether you hit it.
You know what? I love this, Sheree. It's so funny when you said forgive yourself. I was reflecting on, and I can't even tell you who the pastor was, but someone sent me this YouTube video that says pastor drops F-bomb in the middle of service. And this F-bomb that he was referring to, which I thought was so catchy, was forgive. So it was like, F you, you got to forgive you. You got to forgive the people around you and so on and so forth. So when you talk about that, that forgiveness is so key because many of us can't move forward into the next year. We're holding on to conditions of the past. We're holding on to 2017. We're past the first quarter of 2018. We're midway in 2018, and we're still holding on to stuff from 2017. So I love that you spoke about being present in the moment, forgiving yourself. If you didn't achieve what you said you were going to achieve, step back, reexamine, reevaluate, and look at what do I need to do moving forward. So that is so key. So F you. Forgive you, forgive you, forgive you.
Forgive yourself. I think I saw that video too. So the O, and this was a really big one for me, and this was a game changer for me. I actually took a class at Tracy this past semester, and even though I knew some of the things that happened in that class, I actually accepted those things. And the O is own who you are. And it doesn't mean that you don't change. You know, you might be a certain way, and you're not saying, okay, this is my way, I'm not going to change. But in that moment, say, hey, you know what, I have a little anger. I need a little anger management. You know, I might need help in this area. You embrace that, and then go get the class that you need to overcome anger. So who are you as a person? Like, own that and then change that. Like, what is your story? What is your love language? You know, we did a lot of assessments, knowing what your love language is compared to my husband's love language. Some people's love language is service, which is mine, you know, where my husband might be gifts. So I need to give him a gift because that's going to show him that I love him. Don't give me a gift. Tell me that you love me. Show me something. Hold my bag. Open up the car door. So just knowing what your love language is, knowing what your, you know, we picked the Myers-Briggs, whether you're introvert or extrovert, or how you, just who you are as a person. What are your beliefs? You know, what are your morals? What do you stand for? Just knowing who you are, taking those assessments, taking those personality tests, and then moving forward from that. Because a lot of times we're in the wrong job. We're in the wrong ministry. There's a lot of spiritual gifts. There's a lot of books on spiritual gifts. So if you're not supposed to be in the choir, or if you're not supposed to be, you know, the homeless ministry, you're just there because you think it's a good thing to do, that might not be your gift. That might not be your calling. So, you know, take the spiritual gift test, figure out where you're supposed to be, and then go there, you know, be there. Stop saying yes to things and because it's a good thing, but say yes because it's a God thing. Like, that's where I'm supposed to be. That's my calling. I'm okay with that. So, yeah, that I have accepted that I think a certain way, I feel a certain way, I'm a unique type of person, and, yeah. so
and, you know, what I love about, yeah, what I love about your O, and if you're just tuning in, we want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're having a rich and insightful conversation with our in-studio guest, our all-star, sharing some great wisdom on Before the Goal, Sheree Vigeon. And Sheree is giving us, we're working through an acronym for BEFORE. The B, brag, meaning celebrate your past successes and your wins, celebrate. E, examine who you are, and the relevance of those previous goals that were set. F, forgive yourself. Stay present in the moment. F you, forgive yourself. O, own who you are. And where we are now in this own who you are, what I love about own who you are is that it gives you the opportunity to be more authentic with who you are and what the way in which you were created. Sheree, I have to share this with you. I remember when I first started speaking many years ago now, it was so uncomfortable and awkward for me because I have kind of like this offbeat, quirky sense of humor, and I didn't know how to quite handle that. I didn't like that at the time about myself, and so I wasn't being authentic because I didn't want to own that aspect of me. And I remember, you know, people were saying, gosh, you're so funny. I'm like, really? I'm not. But I was just being me. The more I owned who I was, the quirkiness and not, and some people love it, some people love to hate it. And so, but it's who I am. And we can only be who we truly are at our core. And like you said, it doesn't mean that you stay there, but you have to be okay with where you are. And you can grow forward. So I love that great wisdom, wonderful, rich insight that you're sharing with us today. Loving this acronym. As you know, many have said I'm the acronym queen, so you know you're touching my heart with this acronym of
you know,
before. Love it.
And I want to add to that, too, if there's any authors out there who because when most authors now, they're speakers, they're workshop leaders, they're this, they're that. And I think that was a fear of mine. To say, okay, I'm a writer, but I won't tell too many people, just get the book because I don't want you to ask me to speak somewhere. And I had when I went to ALSC, I had someone approach me and said, hey, a certain person wants you to speak at this event. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. And we got further into it, and he said, I think this is a good opportunity for you, and I think that you should do it. And long story short, what ended up happening, even the other speakers who were speaking, you know, they had their podium and, you know, all the jokes and, you know, all the hand movements. Hey, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be next. But what the facilitator did was said, he set the stage for me, and he pulled up two chairs, and he sat down, and he changed the atmosphere, and he asked me questions. We had a little table there. And we just had a conversation because he knew I was more comfortable with having a conversation rather than speaking. And so that's kind of what I mean when I say own who you are. Don't get intimidated by speakers. If you have something to say, and say it in your own way. Don't be afraid to change it up. Do a spoken word piece. Do add some vocals to it. Pull up a chair. Pull up, make a circle. It doesn't have to be, you know, this is an era we can change and we can do things differently. So that's kind of how I mean, own who you are. How can you still be relevant and be yourself without changing?
Oh,
without
my gosh. Wow. Sheree, you just don't understand how key this is. When you were sharing that story, it literally took me back to one of my first speaking opportunities in a church environment. I had been speaking, doing workshops, so it wasn't my first time speaking, but it was my first time, quote unquote, ministering and speaking in a church environment. And I am not, anybody that knows me knows, I am not a podium speaker. I have to be fluid in the room. It has to be organic, and I'm flowing. It's in me, and I'm just flowing, right? But they said, mm-hmm. you know, you have to go with this particular sermon that has been approved and outlined. And so I felt like I had to stay tied to this podium. And needless to say, it wasn't as powerful because I felt restricted. And I remember someone who I respect, and they said to me, they said, you're not a podium speaker. Why did you let them tie you to the podium? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They said, why did you let them tie you to the podium? And that was such a breakthrough moment for me because they, of course, knew Coach Adams in the workshop environment. So they had a reference, a point of reference for both, you know, arenas. And they said, what happened? And I realized in that moment, and this is connecting back with your O, own who you are. Like, that story was so beautiful. It touched that spot in me as a confirmation that you have to operate based on your gifts and how you were created. And I remember that same night, the overseeing pastor said, you have a gift. And he said, but be careful to use it in the way that God put it in you. And so what you're sharing here is so rich because so often we try to fit the mold of others, and we don't own who we are and how we have been created, and we're not able to be authentic. So I love that. Ooh, that's so rich.
All right, you ready for the R?
Oh, I am, and
remember
I am telling
your...
you, and I'm telling our global listening audience, I am taking notes. You see, I'm able to recap what you're sharing because I am taking some great notes, and I'm ready. Give us the next bullet.
Remember your why. And that is, I kind of use that with a vision board. You know, remember why you started. If you've been to my, I don't think you've been to my house. You come to my house, I have vision boards. You come upstairs, we have about maybe 10 all throughout the hallway. The ones when we first created, I think back in 2009 up until now. And then during January, we keep our new ones downstairs, you know, just lined up so we can always see what we're reaching for, what we're achieving. I keep pictures. I have a three-ring binder that I keep with me that's divided into the 12 categories. So I can look at my health and fitness. I can look at my relationship. I can look at my travel goals. And then just be reminded, this is why, you know, I have a new time now. I used to get up at 4. Now my time is 3:15. I'm up at 3:15 because this is what I'm trying to do. This is where I'm trying to go. This is where I'm going to be. And this is where I will go. Sorry. This is where I will be, you know, in the next year. This is where I will be in the next 5 years. And that's going to take a different type of work. The work that, you know, you're trying to make $50,000 a year as opposed to $200,000 a year, that's going to take a different type of work. And so I remind myself with vision board, with, just visualization and affirmation. So remember the why. Keep that why in front of you.
And, you know, one of the things that I share in my Shape Up When Shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, coming up in January 27th, and I do want to give a shameless plug in this moment, connecting with the R, remember your why, that Sheree will be doing a special goal-setting segment. So this is an added bonus for those that are attending, and you can get your journals in person, have them autographed by the author herself. But, you know, the why is so important, and one of the things that I share is the why is far more important than how. Why you have selected this goal, why you are pursuing this dream, that has to be greater because it needs to be connected with a greater cause. And people buy into a cause. We're going to continue to do whatever it is that we are doing when we are clear on the why, separate and apart from how will I accomplish it, but why have I selected this goal? Why these particular dreams? Loving that, loving that, loving that. Remember your why. Okay, so you know I'm on the edge of my seat. Go right ahead.
You know, the why, when you start doing before the goals, when you start examining who you are, when you start forgiving yourself, you start owning who you are, and when you start knowing why, some people might get hurt in that because do you want to get married because you really want to get married, or do you want to get married because you reach a certain age and everybody's talking and your parents are talking? Maybe you really don't want to be married. You know, maybe you really don't want to be a homeowner. Maybe you really want to rent because you want to be free to travel. You don't know what state you want to live in, but your parents are saying, hey, do this, or your friends are saying do this, or you never wanted to be a doctor, but you've been, you know, there's a quote that I have posted up on my computer now. We may spend our whole life climbing the ladder of success only to find when we get to the top that our ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. And so we start climbing up this ladder of success that we don't even really want to be on. So your why has to be your why, not your mama's why, not your husband's why, not your kids' why, not your family's why, but your why. Why do you want that? And that's going to change your life.
And that is so key. It really is a game changer. And, you know, it's so interesting because when you're talking about that, I remember when I was in real estate and the why for me solely and completely was the M-O-N-E-Y. Show me the money. And there was no passion. There was no greater cause. There was no passion. There was no greater cause. And therefore, when the money wasn't there, guess what? I was disenchanted.
Right.
And so that why is so significant. And it has to be. Why did I share that in connection with what our all-star is sharing today, that your why has to be greater than just the money. Not that money is not important. We need it in, you know, the world that we operate in. But you have to do what you're doing beyond the money.
Woo!
I am loving
feel
it. Okay. Exactly. So before we go into the E, because you know I'm on the edge of my seat, and I know our global listening audience will probably want to chime in, so we want to give them time to do that. Quick summary of where we've been on our journey with Sheree Vishan, and we're talking about before the goal. Sheree came up with a great acronym, and we're about to give you the E, but before we do that, let's do a quick recap. B, brag, meaning celebrate your past wins. E, examine who you are and determine are the goals that you set still relevant. F, forgive yourself. Be present. F you. Okay, forgive. The F is for forgive. Own who you are. Own who you are. R, remember your why. Sheree, did I recap that good for where we are right now and where we're going?
Great job. Yes.
Awesome. Do I get the star award for tonight?
You do. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now you know I'm on the edge of my seat. What is the E?
So the E, and I think we don't plan for this. This is when you put in the work, when you do the work, when you write it down, when you put your vision boards up, when you say your affirmations, when you read all these books, when you meet these new people, when you travel all over the world, when you get that promotion that you wanted, expect to change. You will change.
Ooh.
And
tell us more.
We don't prepare. Okay, you said I want to lose 100 pounds. So when you lose 100 pounds, guess what? You can't fit the same clothes that you used to fit. So did you plan to go shopping? Did you plan to change your wardrobe? Did you plan to, I talk about this. I say this a lot to singles, and it's probably bad. But if you keep saying that you want to be with a mate, but you still have one cup, one saucer, one plate in the cabinet, you're not really expecting a mate. You're not really expecting to share. So when you expect change, you make room for it. If you wanted a new car, if you keep saying I want a new car, well, where is the room at? Where are you making room for that? You know, when you buy a new TV and you know the TV man is coming, you move the old TV out the way. You have your friends come over, you know, take this, throw this away. So you're preparing when Christmas comes. You're expecting some different gifts. You know that you're getting a new jewelry box or a new this or a new that, and you make room for it. So why don't we really make room for the things that we plan for and we pray for? If you are getting the promotion and you know that's more hours, you're going to change. You're going to change some type of way. Your wardrobe might change, or your food selection might change, your schedule is going to change. You're going to change as a person. I've changed. I am going into 2018 wanting to travel, wanting to have fun. I changed my word to yes, where I'm saying yes to more things, yes to more opportunities, yes to speaking, yes to workshops. When you ask me yes, I'll do it. Yes, because that's my word. Not yes to everybody, but I've changed. I want something different. So expect things to be different and prepare for that.
I love it. Wow, what great richness that truly, and so often, what's so interesting is that we want different results, but we're not expecting a change.
And that's why it's important, I feel, if you're going through a goals journal or you're going through something that's really life-changing, grab the person that's most important to you and take them on the journey with you. My husband and I do goals together. My kids and I, we do the Daniel Fast in January. We do it together. So we're all, you know, praying, and we're all fasting. We're all doing it together. We do the juice We do that together. So we work on the goals journal together. That way when we read a book, I know my husband's reading the same book. How I feel about chicken, he feels about chicken. How I feel about coffee, he feels about coffee. So you want to take your closest friends on a journey with you because you will change. And then I hope that the people around you change. It says you are the same as the people you hang around with in the books you read. So take your mama with you, you know, take your kids with you, take your family with you. You can't expect everybody to change because you don't want to change by yourself. Because then people are like, oh, you changed. Yeah, I did. I did change. So.
And then it becomes uncomfortable for them because they're still in the same place and you've grown and changed and you're evolving and they're still where they were. Great, rich insight. And speaking of taking one on the journey, we want to take you on the journey with us. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You're welcome to ask a question or make a comment around today's subject. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do, however, need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You have to pick up the phone and dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open, and we trust that you will engage and interact with us. Sheree, you know, wow, what a great acronym before. Wonderful, rich insight has been shared. What would you say has been your greatest life lesson to date?
Greatest life lesson to date. My life lesson, I think, well, you got me. What comes to mind is, you know, I've always heard the saying, joy, you know, joy comes in the morning, you know, joy will come in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Sometimes joy doesn't always come the next morning. Like, it doesn't always come the very next morning from the tears, but it does eventually come. And so I think that is my life lesson, is that I expect joy. I expect God to show up. But he doesn't always, it's like that old saying, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And so my life lesson, I think, is kind of what I said before, I'm becoming. And it took me a long time to say I'm becoming, because I used to say I've become. This is who I am. This is how I am. This is how I do things. This is how I believe. This is how I clean. This is how I sing. This is how, even though I'm saying how I speak now, 5 years from now, I'll probably have your story. I'll be speaking differently, you know, with the experiences that I have. And so being open and being courageous enough to say that I'm becoming, because that's courageous. That means you're still open. So now I feel like I live and I let God, and that's a lot for me.
Wow, that is such great wisdom. That really is such great wisdom. What great insight you've gleaned on your journey to date. And I'm sure there's other things, but that is so key, that joy will come, but it's not always, quote-unquote, that following morning, but it will come. And so if we can continue the process and know that over time, because life is a journey and a process, it will come. You know, speaking of what's to come, what special projects are you working on? What's next for Sheree Vijon? And I want you to know that our lines are still open. Feel free to interact with us. We encourage and welcome your interaction. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It would be great to know. Such richness was shared. Are you taking anything away? Did you get any insight that's going to support you in the achievement of your goals in 2018? Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number, as a reminder, is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We do actually, Sheree, we have a caller, so we'll hold off on special projects and what's next. We'll bring our caller in. Caller area code 626, last 4 digits, 7149. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our all-star in-studio guest, Sheree Vajon.
Hi there. This is Jennifer Hamilton.
Hey.
How's everybody?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited, and I am loving the show, loving it. Loving it. And I have my notebook. I'm taking notes like crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to share real quick. Thank you for addressing how important it is to start strong and finish strong. That's been my challenge. And I'm super excited to be now connected to you, Sheree. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to 2018 being successful from January all the way through December and beyond, because now I'll have a little bit more focus, a lot more focus.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We just recently connected, and so I know we're ready for boot camp January. This is a new for us, but, you know, I'm ready. Do you have a question? Because now you have an opportunity, I think. How are we going to do the giveaway, Ms. Coach Adams?
Did I have a question? No, it was more so a comment. And, you know, I think I was dialing in, I think, when you mentioned what your favorite scripture was. You mentioned it was Joy Comes in the Morning.
She asked me what my greatest life lesson was.
Oh, okay.
And, I was just thinking about how, you know, I expect certain things to go a certain way. And even after prayer or after a certain thing, and saying that even though God doesn't show up as I want him to at the time that I want him to, he shows up. He's already showed up, actually. Joy is his inner. And so I learned how to live life without, I want to say questions, but instead of questioning so much. But just kind of like live in the moment. Okay, God, what are you doing? And that's kind of like our word in the house right now. What is God doing? What is God doing right now? What is he doing? Because not always what we think he's doing. What is he doing right now? What is he showing me? What is he teaching me? What is he bringing to my attention? How can I felt like this year I was up against a wall. Like 2017 had me in a headlock. That's how I felt. And I said no to everything. No, 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 no. And I believe the headlock lifted when I started saying yes. And not just yes, but yes to God. Yeah, I'm going to do yes, yes, yes. And I feel like the head, like it's things are being lifted because I'm being more open to becoming who he created me to be instead of hiding in the corner, saying, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not ready to do that. I'm afraid to do that. So, yeah, I think that was my biggest lesson this year, is just to stop expecting and start becoming.
Amen. Amen. And I put a post on your wall that, yes, you are becoming. You are already becoming. You're stunning, okay, because people use the word becoming for stunning, and you are in process. So God bless you and your endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support, too. And, I appreciate it. And, you know, this introvert is coming out. I know Coach Adams is tired of me saying that. I'm just like, I'm coming out. Like, I have to.
Yes, and thank you, Coach Adams. This is an excellent show. I will make sure I click to start following you now.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate you tuning in. And I'm going to ask that you press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue.
Welcome.
Press 1 to thank you so much. And again, thank you for tuning in. Wow, Sheree, I am loving this because you're giving such rich wisdom and nuggets. And for those that may have just joined us as we're about to wrap up today's installment, Sheree Vijon is the author of The Goals Journal, which is in its 7th edition. And just before we took our caller, we were about to kind of dive into special projects that you're working on. What's next for Sheree Vijon, and how can our global listening audience connect with you offline? I know you mentioned something about a boot camp with Jennifer.
Yes, my number one goal, let me say this too, you had asked me, my number one goal for 2018 as far as business is to create 52 products. That is my number one business goal. So when you ask me what's next, I don't really know what's next, but I know 52 products will be created by yours truly before the end of 2018. That's a product a week. And it may be a free product. It may be a download product. It may be an audio. But it's something either to sell or something to give away. And so each week I'm asking myself, what can I create this week that would either bring value or bring – or add to my legacy for my kids. So by the end of this year, I will have 52 products. I started with a 2018 suggested reading book list, and I'm going to do the same with a business book list. I'm going to do a gym and juice, you know, during the month of January, and probably break down each chapter in the journal as a PDF or ebook with audio. So I don't know. I don't know what's next, but every week there will be something that's next. That makes sense. Every week.
It makes sense. And I know one of the things that you and I together, we're excited about what's next is that we are collaborating and partnering for the next Win Shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams. Already on calendar, tickets are being sold for January 27th. Sheree Vijon will be one of our featured value added guest who will share around goals, because that is truly at the heart of shaping up. You have to be clear on your goals and before the goals, and that's what tonight was all about. If you would like more information concerning Coach Adams's 2018, January 27th, Win Shop, visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams, TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. I want to give someone listening in, because I know Sheree, her heart was to give away a 2018 goals journal. Now, this means that you would have been meaning to listening in from the start. So it pays to be on time today, really. Sheree mentioned someone that was the inspiration, a part of the inspiration for her to start her goals journal. It was a supervisor at Sizzler, where it was one of her first jobs as a teenager. Does anyone remember who that individual is? And even if it's Jennifer, again, it's no worries. Whoever presses one, this is up for grabs for you. And I do see, Jennifer, I see you still in the host queue, so if you don't want us to pull on you, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. But if you know the answer, great, guess what? You're going to get a journal to give the gift of empowerment away. Okay,
yep.
I see Jennifer in the host queue. I'm going to bring Jennifer back in live. Jennifer, do you know the answer?
No, I didn't catch the name. Darn it. I did hear about the Sizzler supervisor, but I didn't catch her name. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Okay,
so
ask me another question.
About a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Sheree,
okay, so.
To you. Jennifer's the only one in the host queue right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so
I can give you all the before.
What is. You can.
Okay, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go with the before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can break it down. Okay, so the B is brag. to talk about what did I do? What did I do in 2017 that was a success? So I'm going to be working on that. Examine for E. Forgive myself. Own who I am. Remember my why. And, oh, my God, the last one was excellent. Expect to change. Be prepared for the change.
Yes.
That blew me away because I'm like, you know what? I am moving some stuff out the way for my new whatever it is I'm looking for. And
that's right.
Part of my goal is I want a new home. And so I got to clean out this old home and get ready for my new stuff that's going to go in my new home.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
I love it. Well, congratulations, Jennifer. We're excited. We're bragging on the fact that you are the award recipient of the
Woo-hoo!
2018 Goals Journal. I'm putting it out there that it's going to be an autographed copy. So Sheree will connect with you offline on how she will get this to you. And I know you're already a part of her network, which is awesome. So congratulations.
Yay. Woo-hoo! Thank you. I'm going to be able to bless somebody else. I'm going to start really, really networking. I have a group of young ladies that I want to pour into. So this is going to be a blessing to one of them.
And you know what?
I
know we're past time. She's a part of my network because I said yes to something I would have originally said no to. So she actually saw me speak at an event, and then I was at another event, and we were in a circle, and she says, hey, she called me out. Are you Sheree? I just saw you. We just heard you. And so we ended up in the same church. And so, you know, it's very interesting how when you begin to say yes to God, how things begin to change and how he decides that he wants to move things. So I just want to thank you for your support because that support is good. Even calling into the show, listening to the show, taking notes, you know, that helps me. That helps Coach Shamia. And I appreciate that. And I'm grateful and thankful as well.
Absolutely. And it would not have been the same without our global listening audience chiming in. And Jennifer, you're so key in that process. And again, congratulations. Looking forward to engaging with you as well offline. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, Wowzer, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want you to know that we would like to continue the dialogue with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. If you're not already a part of the group, just simply ask to be a part of the group. It is an open group. We continue the dialogue there. Maybe you have a show guest, a question, comment. You didn't want to speak live on the airwaves. We get that. That's a way to stay connected. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, you have time. Now is the time to get your tickets for the next Shape Up Win Shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams. January 27th is our next 4 Hours of Power date. Visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams, TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please join by adding yourself to our network, CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, shooting an email to admin@CoachAdams.com, admin@CoachAdams.com, or simply call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our special in-studio guest, Sheree Bijan. It has been truly rich. You have an opportunity to connect with us live at the next 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, which is truly a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Well, Sheree, it's time to say goodbye to our global listening audience for now, but we'll definitely bring you back on. I think we should do a quarterly goals check-in. How about that? That's something we can talk about offline. That can be a part of your 52 products that you want to offer. So we'll talk that piece offline. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that, and it would be a great value add benefit So I welcome that, and we'll talk that piece. This is Coach Adams and Sheree Bijan signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You.